thing, you know who you are. And you don't know the many thing, you know who you are. And you don't know the many thing, you know who you are. And you don't know the many thing, you know who you are. 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 And you don't know the many thing.
Look around, smile like you've already made it. Dive in, don't think, blinking off the salt on our faces. Should have already read. They keep stacking up. I should just stop buying them.
Yeah. our greatest.
That's right, cuz I'm the world's greatest everything. I'm the world's greatest everything. That's me. Can't you see? I'm the world's greatest everything. When I thumb wrestle,
there's one thing I wish I could add to my list, and the world's greatest everything, but just not this. I'll be honest, I can't even pretend. I want to be the world's greatest friend. Not me.
That's Jules with Pizza Party. Sorry, Jules. There's an exclamation point after Jules, so you got to say it like that. It's Jules with Pizza Party. New music before that from Alma's Way, I'm the World's Greatest Everything, Alex the Astronaut, saying about the transformative effect of a new haircut, and Parker Woodland with Makeup here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Coming up after the break, Studio 1A, going to go in, Wild Child, along with a big old studio audience. It's going to be great. You should stick around. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child on 98.9 KUTX, and we're in Studio 1A with Wild Child and a live audience. Wild Child's new album is the simple and wonderfully titled Wild Child for Kids. Let's get right into it with a song. What are we going to hear first?
We're going to do a song called Fabulous.
Coming to you from Studio 1A at KUTX 98.9, it's Wild Child. Bill Child's with you for Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. We just heard Fabulous from the new record that y'all say is Fabulous, Wild Child for Kids. That was great. I've got some more questions in a bit, but before we get into the second song, just real briefly, I think I have a pretty good idea that the answer is the fella you're holding, but what made you think it's time for a Wild Child Kids record?
Actually, that is not true.
Is that not? Okay.
We made it before I knew I was pregnant.
No kidding.
Yeah, and then after I had a baby, I didn't want to listen to it because I was afraid that we missed the mark.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't know what I was talking about before. Is that funny? Yeah. But no, like when we got together for the first time to rehearse the songs, I was like crying when we were singing the lullaby. I was like, we did it. It is right. I feel this way. It's true.
It's so great. I mean, it's really a lovely record. We'll talk about a couple more questions about that. But now that I know that that wasn't sort of the driving force, did you have like a mission statement? You thought, okay, I'm going to do a kids record. Here's what it means to do a kids record by Wild Child.
Gosh, I don't know. We've always talked about this for years and years and years.
We're a ukulele band.
Our like sound has always lent itself to kids' music, and we kind of just joked about it. And
kids' music is so annoying in general.
Except for that on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Sunday nights at 6 on KUTX. Yeah.
It's very true. I mean, and this is speaking as adults without children.
I understand.
I was like, boy, why isn't there kids' music that is fun?
Yeah.
And so we were like, let's just try.
And it was so much fun to write.
Honestly, the most fun.
It kind of takes away like a lot of the things that get in your way of writing music because you don't have to take it too seriously.
Right.
And in fact, you shouldn't take it seriously at all. And when we started writing it, like, we were just kind of cracking ourselves up and making ourselves laugh. And I think that that's, you know, step one.
That's awesome. Well, when we come back from this song, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions about things that I think were slightly more serious in it. But what are we going to hear for our second song here?
This is called Memory Lane.
All right. This is a song about cool rocks. You guys like cool rocks? Yeah. I love cool rocks. I have so many cool rocks. I bet you guys too. I remember where I came from, but I'm excited to learn more. So many people to meet out there, so much I can explore. I like going to new places. It can be scary sometimes.
So there's plenty people to meet. I got sunshine on a good day. I got puddles when it rains. I got family with me forever, and we can stroll down memory lane. I'm getting really good at feelings. I can name them all, it's true. When I'm sad or feeling lonely, it's like a sadness or the blues. I like making my friends happy, 'cause then I feel so happy too. Playing games outside together, sharing and showing things to you. Like I've got cool rocks in my pocket. I've got no shoes on my feet. I have new kids in the classroom, so there's plenty of people to meet. I have sunshine on a good day.
Wild Child, Studio 1A, here at KUTX 98.9. I was listening to the record again this morning when I was walking over to get some coffee at radio, and it's just terrific. It's kind of cozy, gentle, full of love. It does what it says on the tin. It's Wild Child, as you love them for kids. There's one line that jumped out at me from Rain or Sunshine. I'll walk beside you, but I know that you can fly, which it gives me kind of Mr. Rogers vibes, and it's a kind of this lovely combination of support and respect and expectations, right? And it makes me kind of excited to know the answer to the next question. What was the music that you listened to when you were growing up? What was important to you as kids, whether it's kids' music or otherwise? Oh, I probably should have told you I was going to ask you this before asking.
I mean, my answer is funny. Well, my mom only played us this one reggae for kids album. I swear, it was all I listened to my whole childhood.
That's incredible. What a weird move.
Very, very. But I loved it, and I couldn't get it. It was like the only thing I wanted to hear. So it was like reggae specifically. That was the soundtrack to my youth.
That's awesome.
There was the soundtrack to The Harder They Come by Jimmy Cliff was like my favorite album as a baby. So
pretty just, normal baby stuff.
Sure. I don't know why she picked that, but that was my go-to. And with ukulele, it's kind of hard to not make that sound doing sonically. That well, you have to fight that. So yeah, that was it for me.
my dad, he's a player, uh-huh. And he used to play what I called the raccoon song, which is Rocky Raccoon.
Yeah, yeah.
But I thought it was his song and until like way later in life, like when I was like 10 and someone was like, that Beatles tune? I was like, no, that's wrong. That's my dad.
I'm pretty sure that's my dad.
I kind of grew up listening to the Beatles and stuff like that. But I didn't think it was the Beatles. So
that's pretty great. Well, you can obviously hear the Beatles here. Well, it's Wild Child here in Studio 1A. I think we've got time for one more song. Actually, I was going to ask, you've got some live shows. Are you doing some live shows other than this wonderful stuff here at Studio 1A for this record?
We're going to set up another Austin Kids show. We did one at Radio.
Yep.
That was our first trial run.
Yeah.
And we had so much fun. We're going to book another one in Austin, but we have a couple kids shows out on our next national tour in D.C. and
Chicago.
But we'll do another hometown kids show soon.
Excellent. We'll get the word out about that. What are we going to hear for the last song?
This is what I think is the best song we've ever written. It's called Dinosaur Jetpack.
It's a great song. Yeah. I was hoping that's coming.
Dinosaur Jetpack. It's pretty cool. Chair dance.
Wild Child with Dinosaur Jetpack, officially the best Wild Child song ever.
Hands down.
We've declared that. Wild Child's new album, Wild Child for Kids, is available now on all the streaming services. You can buy it on iTunes. You should buy music, just as an observation. It's a good thing to do. Thanks to Jake and Renee for mixing today, to the wonderful AV staff here at KUTX for their work. Dieter Gott is our live music producer. Thanks again to our great crowd here in Studio 1A. Give it up one more time for Wild Child, everyone.
Thanks, Al.
Thanks again to Wild Child for stopping by Studio 1A. Thanks to Renee and Jake for helping out with this mix. Thanks to everybody who did the video. Thanks to Deidre Gott. Thanks to everybody who made that happen. It was awesome. That new album from them is just lovely. You should go stream it or buy it. And friends, we've reached the end of the show. Thanks for hanging out with me. My name's Bill Childs with you every week. The show is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. We're online at sparetherock.com. Facebook and Instagram at Spare the Rock. We're distributed via PRX. You can go to KUTX.org or our website, sparetherock.com, to listen to recent shows on demand any old time you might like. And we start an interview show with They Might Be Giants, and I think this could also be considered a pride anthem. It's Then the Kids Took Over. Have a good week, y'all. Bye-bye.
It seems it's warmer and warmer, and things have gone from strange to extreme.
Around with my giant carbon footprint, but now I got it so tiny you really gotta squint. I learned there was a lot I can do: recycling, self-reliance, energy conservation, no matter how small. I even planted a tree. Now it's 12 feet tall.
Marco, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby, the Chablis.
Does it feel to you like AI is taking over? That the bots are winning? That AI actually stands for alarmingly invasive? If you crave more human connection, reach out to friends, play with your children, call your mom, and do what you're doing right now. Listen to the radio. Radio is thankfully, imperfectly, human. No ifs, ands, or buts.